Trumos Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet 4:4. This is a fascinating Mishnah. You'll recall we said that one is not able to tithe on behalf of another. A Jew who takes, if Reuven the Jew takes Truma from Shimon's stuff, it just doesn't work. Unless Shimon has authorized him to act on his behalf. So our Mishnah considers the following interesting question. What happens if a person gives a mandate to his shaliach, to his agent, to take Truma on his behalf, but is not explicit on how much he should take? Should he take a 60th, a 50th, a 40th? So the Mishnah says, Omer l'shlucho tse usron. The owner of the grain tells his agent, be my agent and take Truma for me. But he doesn't say how much. Torim kedato shel ba'al habayis. The rule is that the agent must act in concert with what the owner would have wanted. Therefore, if he knows the owner does the 50th or 60th or 40th, that's what he should take. It's clear he's authorized to take exactly and only as much as the owner usually takes. That's his mandate. Im eno yodea da'ato shel ba'al habayis. If the agent simply doesn't know what the ba'al habayis normally does, he has no information, this is his first day on the job, let's say, so then Torim kebeinonis, he should assume that the owner is like your average person, and he should take 1/50th. Echad mishchamishim. Pichas asara, o hosif asara. If it turns out he was off the mark because he should have, if he would have consulted with the owner would have told him take a 40th or take a 60th, so he was off. It doesn't matter. Trumo so trumo, it's within the guidelines that the Chazal authorized. It's not so bad, and indeed, the truma separation is effective. However, im niskaven lahosef afilu achas, if on the other hand, the agent knows full well what he should be giving, but he decides to adjust what he gives in either direction. The truth is, meaning either, let's say the ba'al habayis usually gives 1/50th, but the agent, you know, is. He feels bad for the poor people, so he wants to give a little extra because he figures, oh, I don't know what my boss can afford it. Or let's say he's the agent is the boss accountant, and he's, you know, a penny pincher, and says, you know, my boss can get away giving a 60th. He's crazy giving a 50th. I'll save him a bit of money and give a little less. So if he does that, even a tiny deviation intentionally from what he was charged to do, so then he wasn't acting with the authority of the mandate that was given to him, and therefore he's not empowered at all to take truma. So his truma taking is totally ineffective. He was acting on his own volition, his own plans, his own, not based on the authority as an extension of the owner, because the shliach, the agent, is just acting as an extension of the person who gave him the mandate. And since this person wasn't acting in that capacity, it's not his, he has no right, therefore to tithe it. Therefore his truma separation is totally invalid, and that's what the Mishnah says. Im niskaven lahosef afilu achas, if he purposefully intends to deviate from what the owner of the grain would have wanted, and he intends to add a little bit, just the math works out that being adding a little bit actually means taking away, meaning we're adding in the denominator, so instead of 1/50th, he gives 1/51st. And he gives a little less, but it's the same both ways, it doesn't matter. Ein truma so truma, nothing that this agent takes has this talachic status of truma because he didn't act with the proper mandate, so he wasn't authorized to do it. So it's like, might as well have not been a shliach at all, and as a non-shliach, you cannot take truma on behalf of someone else's produce, so it's totally ineffective. And if somehow magically this matter comes to light and he fesses up, let's say in practice, he fesses up to the owner of the grain, oh, you know, I did a little different than usual for whatever reason, then the whole thing is now rendered totally ineffective and everyone has to go back and start from scratch.